Good evening, planet Boblimpdoc. Good evening to the hermit people and the hermit crabs and that little Frenchie named Hermes. Good evening to the people that wear jeans to a wedding. Good evening to all the cowboys. Good evening to Sugarland. Good evening to Harlem. Good evening to the ships at sea crossing the Atlantic evading giant turnips. Good evening to the sun. Good evening to the moon. Good evening to my pain. I'm gonna take Joe Rogaine. Good evening to that bull testicle, that weird sweet bee sauce, the stuff you get from New Zealand that makes you so appealing. Good evening, friends. It is Friday, October the 4th, 2025, Boblimpdoc, and I don't know why I'm talking to you again, except I need to just say a couple things, but before I do, I'm going to go down a list of headlines, okay? Here's some headlines from Zero Hedge as of, whatever, 6:41 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, April the 4th, 2025, fuck you. Supreme Court shuts down activist judge and lets Trump have a handy. Surveying a week of carnage, Wall Street had handies. We're giving Putin a handy. Biden handed out handies like candy. This is a recession-producing thing here, giving out handies. Tolerance and inclusivity, there's a leftist mob, they're giving out handies. Sanders wants to give out handies. The creation of a bunch of handies. Putin sent an envoy to Washington, D.C. to give Trump a handy. Here's why Trump will win the handy standoff. Democrats activate NGO machine for weekend of handies. Matt Taibbi is really sad about Obama giving him handies. Laura Loomer gives out handies. Everybody knows this from Shandy's. Trump extends his TikTok extension by 75 handies. Do you see the pattern of handies? There's a female fencer expelled for refusing to compete against a male opponent who's given out handies. Goldman Sachs says it's the biggest handies ever. Have you said handy once? Copper has the biggest weekly drop since the handy crash. There we go. That's your news. Dan, that's shitty. You got a shitty fucking attitude. You can come on over and give me a handy. You can be my handyman. You can call me Irish Shandy. You can mix lemonade with crappy Mexican beer. You can be my Shandy Handy. I'll give you whiskey candy. And I'll give you AIDS. I'll give you AIDS, buddy. Yeah, I don't know. So, life can be weird and strange, and sometimes it can be difficult when it comes to working and living with people. And I don't want to go into any details because I had this big thing about talking about Kitchen Hitler. But let me just speak generically. There are some people, and probably you have to be. Like, look at Chef Gruhl. Have you ever watched Chef Gruhl? Have you ever watched his skits are funny as fuck. I sent him a video of my Gombley Bleck stew. He never reviewed it. He's a piece of shit. But he's funny. He might be a sheepdog who eats sheep or people. I don't care. But he's funny. But he's kind of like Hitler. You know, imagine Hitler. Instead of going down the path of having armies and empires, and frankly, you may not know this, but Hitler did not invent the Nazi Party. He took it over. In that sense, Hitler, you know, like Bill Gates, right? Didn't really create it, just stole it. But imagine you could go back to, like, before World War I and say, Hitler, get the fuck out of Vienna. Stop drawing these postcards. No one's ever going to give you a chance because of you-know-who. But hey, come to New York City. Leave your ethnic issues aside. And why don't you become a great chef? What if Hitler had become a great chef? I mean, he would have been the ultimate chef. And you would go to his restaurant, even today. It wouldn't be Denny's. It would be Hitler's. And you would have a Salisbury steak a la Hitler. You would have probably biscuits and gravy con Hitler. You would have a taco. You would have the chicken soup at Hitler's. Because a lot of people, I don't know why, you don't know why, they become kitchen Hitlers and they take over the kitchen. And some people don't wash their dishes, but they'll put them out like they did. And, you know, whenever I run into a person that doesn't wash their dishes, but I see them wearing a coffee filter. And keep in mind, we're talking about a different Hitler right now. This is a conversation about various kinds of Hitlers. But there is a Hitler I know of who will not properly wash the dishes, put them out like they're, you know, they should be put away. They're drying. And same person wears a coffee filter. Not afraid of foodborne illness, but totally afraid of make-believe bullshit. But let's switch back to Kitchen Hitler. Kitchen Hitler controls every corner of the kitchen. Kitchen Hitler will use psychological warfare against you if you try to invade the kitchen. And as long as Kitchen Hitler is in the kitchen, you should stay the fuck out. And that doesn't mean Kitchen Hitler isn't a great cook. He probably is. But, you know, does that mean we forgive him for his war crimes? He's a great cook. He likes dogs. Kitchen Hitler, he has a heart. He knows when to fart. Anyways, I'm joking. There's no Kitchen Hitler. There's no Dirty Dish Ditler. These people don't exist, because if they did, I would have plans to destroy them. And that would be evil. And I do not have plans to destroy Kitchen Hitler. I love Kitchen Hitler. I love his chicken curry. If Hitler had started a restaurant, it would have been fucking awesome. Hitler's. Hitler's soup. Hitler stew. Hitler bacon and eggs. Hitler pot roast. Anyways, I created a new t-shirt. I like it. I like it. It's really fucked up. But I like it. It may not be a great design. I may redo the design, but I created a new t-shirt. And written on it is dystopian mathematics. It's a word problem. If you have 6 eggs and you give your friend Paul 7 eggs, who did you kill? Who did you kill? If you have 1 egg and you bring 6 back to your family, who did you kill? Who did you kill? If you have 2 dogs and 1 dog goes missing, do you go find Phil because he looks full? And nobody does that to your dog, not never know how. Yeah, pretty messed up. Trying to get into that Leningrad, you know, state of mind. Oh, it's named St. Petersburg again. I don't care. They rename cities all the time. It's one of those things I think about, like, maybe one of the purposes of renaming places periodically is just to confuse us. It's kind of like Barrow, Alaska. There is no Barrow, Alaska. Why? Because it's racist. But they did replace it with the old name. And God bless. You know, that's land that was ripped off. So God bless they have the old name. But why couldn't we have started with the old name? The answer is because we're shitheads. And why is it now, in the last decade or so, that they've been changing these names? And I have an answer. It's a lot like looking up the definition of permafrost and saying, oh, it's kind of frozen for at least 2 years. No, That's not what the word means, but it's what the word means now. Yeah. Anyways, if you have 6 eggs and you give your friend Paul 7 eggs, you better tell me where you got the other egg. Did you beat that old person? Did you dump him in the pit? Didn't you give a spit about the people that love them? You were that hungry. You were that hungry, yeah. I am overweight. I am really overweight. I could lose 60 pounds and still I would need to lose more. And I don't know if I care. I've had this general philosophy for about 10 years to not worry too much. I would rather be in the shape I was in when I was in Utah because I was walking dogs a lot and I was actually in pretty decent shape overall. I wasn't lifting weights or getting ready for karate matches, but health-wise, I was pretty good. Then I broke my arm, and then it was, I gotta leave Utah. And I look back upon a lot of this stuff, and I ask questions, just like most of us do these days. I don't have answers. I don't. I can't tell you why I get 20 or 30 emails a day. And if your comeback is, well, it's automated, of course it's automated. But you know what's really funny? I don't get to do that. What's really funny is I have cases of people who've told me, I never got your email. Many such cases. That's funny. So magical scammer people, Google's okay with them. Not so much with Uncle Francifras. Yeah. I've experienced what I call World Wide Web curation. And I'm not the only one. I think a lot of people are curated. And that's and when I say curated, I mean that it's not just that they own the Facebook or that they own the Android OS. It's, you know, Julian Assange and Edward Snowden are a limited hangout. They own every CPU, every chip. They own your computer. You don't know it. You should know it. They own it. If they don't want you to send an email someplace, they'll make it seem like you did. And then they'll do everything they can to make sure it never gets there. They do that stuff. They can, and they do. And if you think I'm crazy, I also don't care. Because I'm not special. This is done to a lot of people. It's the year 2025. Are you aware of that? If you have 6 eggs, and you come over for dinner after there's been no food at the grocery store, if you got 6 eggs, but you come over and you bring 7, I'm not going to ask you the math question. I'm just going to be happy about the extra egg. And that's the truth. Most people won't ask. They don't ask today. People don't ask, how is that phone made? They don't want to know about the kids in Africa digging through the dirt with AK-47s pointed at them. They don't want to know. They don't really want to know the truth about making that electric car. They just want to assume it's fairies someplace, fairies and angels, putting the car together. If they understood how dirty the process is to make one electric car, maybe they wouldn't be so, you know, retarded. But people don't want to know. People don't want to know today. So what happens when there's no food at the grocery store? Do you think people will be more inquisitive when they're hungry? Do you? Fuck. If there's food, it will be exactly like McRib time. It's McRib time. The McRib is back to give you a heart attack. The McRib is back. The McRib is back. If you have 6 eggs and your neighbors haven't eaten for 6 weeks and they got kids and everybody's hungry, if you got 6 eggs and your neighbors got 0 eggs, subtract 1. But I like the shirt. So if you want to buy it, here's the deal. I've been selling these t-shirts for a few weeks, not just this one. This is new, but the different designs. And who knows, maybe there is a business here. But I'm also really kind of a radical person and not politically correct. So it doesn't seem likely I'd ever get a chance. But that being said, the baseline price is $30 and you PayPal it to me. And I don't care if I eat the PayPal fee, which is another way of saying you can send me the $30, adjust it for PayPal fees. So send me 27 or 26. I don't care. The point is the price is $30. You pick the size, you pick the color, you pick the design. There aren't a lot of options with color because I didn't really create a lot of variability with the basic designs, which is my bad. I kind of just created a bunch of designs but didn't think about altering color schemes for different types of backgrounds. But I can do that if I ever have to. But I can negotiate too. Like if someone wanted to buy 10 t-shirts, I'd probably give them a cut, a break. And it might be a significant break. Anyways, I like this t-shirt. You don't have to buy it. I like it. I don't know if I would wear it to the high school because I think that would create problems. People already know Mr. Sullivan's kind of dark. And yeah, well, you know, that's kind of true. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. You know how you keep the separation of church and state? Get rid of that thing. That demonic thing. That fucking state. You want a separation of church and state. You want a separation of unions and state. You want a separation of the dual citizen. And the freakazoid from France number 27. And you know what I'm talking about. You just get rid of the fucking state. Just get rid of it, baby. You don't need it. It's a crutch. Even if it worked, it would be like Black Mirror. Just get rid of it. What did Winston Churchill say? Democracy is the worst form of government, excepting all others. What did he real say? What did he for real say? What did Winston Churchill logically say? He said democracy sucks and all other governments suck more, which means government logically sucks. Democracy sucks. Everything else sucks more. Winston Churchill, cryptic anarchist. Democracy sucks. Everything else sucks more. If you want a separation of church and state, it's really not that complicated. Governments attract parasites. Governments attract maggots. Governments attract ghouls and sociopaths and people that think it's funny to post videos of basically showing people getting blown up. But those are the bad guys. How the fuck do I know, you fucking Satanist? Governments send people to the Uncle Ukulele's fucking suck death camp down in El Salvador, if it's for real, if that story is true. And governments will hide the truth from you if they think that you can't handle it, and in that sense, take away your right to survive. Like, imagine the government's been keeping a secret for at least 50 years. A secret that if they were honest about it, we would have had 50 years to think on it. As a people, to evaluate it, to freely associate and solve fucking problems. But instead, they decided 50 fucking years ago, maybe, plus or minus, that we were just little monkey children, and we didn't have a right to know. That's way worse than Kitchen Hitler. Almost as bad as hallway toothbrush. Almost as bad as driver picking his teeth. Not quite that bad, but almost as bad as Kitchen Hitler. Yeah, you don't want your church and state mixed together. I get it. I don't either. I don't, listen, read 1 Sam 8 and understand that 1 Sam 8 was written hundreds of years before the Solon Constitution. So whatever you think democracy is, when the Lord talked about kings, he was talking about sovereignty. Read 1 Sam 8, read it 10 times. The Lord in heaven believes there's one king or there's none. There's one or none. That is the truth. If you have faith, you have one king. If you don't have faith, you got little statues of fucking Frenchies around your house. Little statues of Baal, little Moloch statues that look like Frenchies. You still go to church, but you're gonna check out the Canaanite trick and see if it still works. Put out your statue to your cute little Frenchie. Say your phoenix prayer. Watch its red eyes stare. Yeah, it's fucking red eyes. Anyways, I don't know why I did this podcast. It's kind of dumb. And in a way, it's not dumb. I am struggling with how and why I'm going to make sense of any of this, how I'm going to get through it like everybody else. And by the way, anybody who remotely resembles Kitchen Hitler or Dirty Dish Ditler, this is all hypothetical, fictional bullshit, right? But yeah, I don't know how. I'm lucky. I have food, I have water, I have shelter. Yeah, I have to deal with Ditler and Kitler, but that's okay too. It's no big deal. It's like small bananas bullshit. It's small potatoes, right? Small potatoes bullshit. It's not significant. I should be grateful. I should be every fucking day. I should wake up and say a prayer to God. And one of my goals, although I keep failing, is to start doing that. And it's not because I think that everything's going to be all right. That's not true. And also, I think the Lord's okay with us knowing that everything's not going to be okay. If you've read the Bible, then you understand that. And I do think they've lied to us about something that is awful. And best case, the lie is, technically, the U.S. entered dollar collapse in 2019. And they covered it up with 5 years of fucking gaslighting. And that's your nicest escape rod. That's your oligarchic takeover. That's your Trump is literally Yeltsin, right, as the kids say. And actually, the United States is going to go through what the Soviet Union went through. An oligarchic takeover. And Trump is Yeltsin in this case. He's not Putin. He's not your hero. He's already talking about carving up the national parks and selling them to cronies. That is literally, specifically, an oligarchic takeover. And that is your best case scenario. That's your Uncle Ukulele's fucking suck camp for Satanists. That's your, you know, porn stars run the White House bullshit. That's your BMW Jesus. And by the way, don't talk back and don't say nothing bad about the state of Israel. Because you might go to Uncle Ukulele's fucking suck camp. That is your best case scenario, if you believe any of the bullshit going on. Me, I think they've been covering up something fucking awful. And they've been doing it for about 5 years. And the best case, yeah, dollar collapse. But I think it's worse. I wish I felt differently about it, but I don't. And if you're a Christian, then you can define what worse is. It could very well be we're on the verge. And yeah, be ready. Let me simplify. I'm going to simplify the New Testament and definitely guarantee I go to hell. And I've done this before, so I'm definitely going to hell. I'm going to simplify the New Testament, the parables, the stories, and the prophecy. It's not enough. You need to read it, but I'll simplify it. I'm going away. Watch my stuff while I'm away. I'll come back one day, and you won't know when. Here is my French bulldog. Watch my Frenchie while I'm away. I will be back one day, but you won't know when. And because this is what it is, you probably do need to have a Bible. But the point is, Christ left us with the Word. And he told us he would be back. And he gave us parables, many parables, about cherishing and protecting and nurturing the gift that he gave us to watch, to be responsible for, until he comes back. And we don't know when he's going to come back. But he does say, let me add to it, keep a watch out. Thank you. You don't know when I'm coming back. Be ready. Always ready. Always ready. Read the parables. They're not all about this, but in a lot of ways, much of the New Testament is what I just said. It is this recognition that Christ was a teacher who taught people to be teachers, and he wanted us to do the same. Christ was a minister who wanted his disciples to have ministries. Christ doesn't accept the argument, and you need to hear this, brothers and sisters, that church is shut down because a building is closed. No, church is not shut down. It's never shut down. If two or more gathered in his name, you got a church. That's the truth. Or there is no God. And the horrible truth is worse than you can fucking imagine. But I think there is a God, and yeah, there's a kitchen Hitler. He's out there. He may not be nearby. You may not know a kitchen Hitler. You know, you may not know a Ditler or a Kittler. But there are people like Chef Gruel who are really cruel. They mock people trying to eke out an existence pouring cottontail sauce on old marshmallows. It is Friday, April the 4th, 2025. A lot of things are kind of crazy right now. Don't be surprised if you see Dane Wigington in a mugshot, an Oval Office picture with Trump, poppity blumpity blump. There's a prediction. A couple weeks from now, maybe sooner, you see Dane Wigington and poppity blumpity glump glump, and you see them in a picture together with RFK Jr., and they reveal the truth about the geoengineering. They found it through Doge, so Gusky Gusk is there, and everything's gonna be okay. They'll shut it down for, you know, a month or two. And then the people will scream louder than you can imagine, give us back the poison star. Give us back the salt of the earth. Give us back that magic bullshit that blocked out that infernal heat. Come on, man, we want to still eat meat. Yeah, that could be the timeline. We could be on that timeline. We could be on the Zardoz timeline. Some days it does feel like this is the, yeah, Iron Sky timeline. Nazis on the moon. It does have an Iron Sky feel to it, doesn't it? Fucking Nazis on the moon. And they're coming real soon. They're being led by the ultimate Zed, Kitchen Hitler. He's got a rocket ship. He's got a sorbet. He's got a vinaigrette. He's Kitchen Hitler. He boils the rice. He makes it real nice. He does a BLT for you and for me. He's Kitchen Hitler on the dark side of the moon. And he's coming real soon to make us some type of a stew. Have a great rest of your Friday evening.